the world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
I worked with a radio talk show host who has since left us. He was cantankerous and controversial as hell, but a formidable opponent to anyone with the guts to call the open line and pick a fight. You see, he had a photographic memory and could pull historical factoids out of thin air that would create an airtight argument, demolishing any takers. I always thought that would be a handy little gift because seriously, some days I can't remember what I had for lunch. Today, experts are studying something they now call Highly Superior Autobiographical Memory, or HSAM. It's worth noting that some of their test subjects can't remember what happened 5 minutes ago, but can recall precise details dating back to the earliest moments when they became aware. There's nothing anatomical about it either. It's not like these people have a third hemisphere in their heads. But it turns out after polling 20 such HSAM-IMs, experts did find a commonality in all of them toward fantasy proneness, the tendency to daydream, and absorption, the ability to pay super close attention to sensations and experiences. One subject remarked that she was extremely sensitive to sounds, smells, and visual details. Like anything, playing music, getting good at a sport, practice does make perfect. Simply replaying an event in your head for a few seconds will give you greater recall a week later. And as with any superpower, HSAM has its pros and cons. Imagine being able to walk into art galleries around the world and later be able to recall every painting in detail down to where it hung on the wall. The downside lies in the old adage, forgive and forget. HSAM people may deal with a lot of open wounds that time just won't heal. One subject in the study rationalized that this downside of highly superior autobiographical memory helped make him a better person. Since forgetting is a luxury I don't have, he reasons, I need to learn to genuinely forgive, not just others, but myself as well. My name is Cal Cote, and we ain't apologizing for the great music coming your way, starting with a debut from the heartland, Afrobeat from Boise, Idaho, you say? It's Afrosonics with People Meet Your People from World Beat Canada.
Chugga 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 chug too much job to me.
Something new on Cram Disc Records is causing quite a stir on the world music charts. It's a Parisian group called Acid Arab, and that features Algerian singer Sofiane Saidi, and what we heard was La Hafla. Before that, from Boise, Idaho, Afrosonics and People Meet Your People. From here at home, it's Pacifica from their fourth album, Amor Planeta, it's Satellites from World Beat Canada.
Dime cómo quieres que te quiera, cómo quieres que te ame. Dime con palabras de dulzura, con caricias y ternura. Dime con la música del alma, con el ritmo de tus palmas. eres el sonido que me llama, la sonrisa que me calma. Te llevo dentro de mí, desde que te vi, amándote descubrí, un día sin fin. Tú vives dentro de mí, desde que te vi, el sol se acuesta feliz, los satélites brillan por ti. Con locura, sabes que perderme un momento sin tu voz es aventura. Sabes que radiar tu emoción yo me levanto con pasión, porque este festejo que vivimos ilumina mi canción. Te llevo dentro de mí, desde que te vi, amándote descubrí, un día sin. Locura, sabes que perderme un momento sin tu voz es aventura. Sabes que radiar tu emoción yo me levanto con pasión, porque este festejo que vivimos ilumina mi canción. Te llevo dentro de mí, desde que te vi. Sin fin, tú vives dentro de mí, desde que te vi, el sol se acuesta feliz, los satélites brillan por ti.
November 12th at the Imperial, the Boom Booms return to Vancouver with Bazooka Picnic. Tickets are on sale now. You can buy them at Red Cat Records, High Life Records, Zulu Records, doors at 9, show at 10. Amira Mendunjanin, Anthems of Yearning, 5 centuries of Bosnian tradition coalesce into elegant songs on her new album, Damar. That's the 12th as well at Christ Church Cathedral in Vancouver. Songs of Yearning are intimate and must be felt intimately. Bosnian singer Amira Mendunjanin knows this. She and her fellow Bosnians use these songs to cope, to heal, much in the same way American singers use the blues. Speaking of the blues, November 18th, a Rogue Folk presentation. Congratulations to Chief Rogue Steve Edge for the Slate Music Prize. This evening will be a special fundraiser for the renovation of the St. James Hall. Jim Burns joins forces with Paul Piggott and friends to present a tribute to Chuck Berry's 90th birthday and the memory of Chess Records founder Phil Chess, who passed away October 19th at the age of 95. This is going to be a popular show. Get your tickets early. Tuareg Blues Originals to Narwin make another return to Vancouver, this time in a fabulous world beat double bill with Dengue Fever in the acoustic excellence of the Chan Center. That's April 5th of next year. Text us at 983-983 with your name and the code word FEVER for your chance to win tickets to this one-of-a-kind show, courtesy of Live Nation and World Beat Canada. 98.3 Roundhouse Radio, where we get our start in Vancouver, CIRH Radio. That's roundhouseradio.com. That's going to be a hell of a show. Malcolm Aiken is celebrating the release of his new album, New Futures. And we have another debut standing by. My name is Cal Coat.
Is long overdue, and it's waiting for you at World Beat Canada Radio.
بكل مرات Called Minara, and that is Al Serra and the Nubatones. Al Serra is a Sudanese-American singer. She was born in Khartoum, moved to New York, and acquired her degree as a certified ethnomusicologist. That was Ya Watan. And we'll keep things in New York for our touch of the familiar from Benninghove's Hangmen, self-described creeptastic surf noir instro band, and their take on a Neil Diamond classic, which really became popular with the release of Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction, where it was performed by Urge Overkill. Here you go, Benninghove's Hangmen and Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon.
Thank you. I swim to the shore, taste the honey. Without a sound, I walk tenderly on sleeping hills. Are you drifting without a
faithful rendering of traditional bossa nova from St. Louis. Kevin Bowers has been in love with Brazilian rhythms for years and years and years. His new album is called Nova, and that was Without a Sound. The next sound you hear will be Ecuadorian rocker El Huri, who has a new album called La Lucha, or The Fight. We'll get into it with her next as she joins us as a very special guest on World Beat Canada. Our home base is 98.3 Roundhouse Radio in Vancouver. My name is Cal Cote. Cecilia Villar El Huri is a guitar slinger, not a shredder. She manipulates her strings to create textures and tension, bending genres and beefing gritty licks. Her new album is La Lucha, or The Fight. El Huri joins us by phone. Congratulations on La Lucha, El Huri.
It's so great to be talking with you today. It's an exciting time for me.
That's wonderful. It's a great album. So who or what are we fighting?
You know, La Lucha kind of represents what it might mean to anybody individually, but what I'm finding is that many are unhappy with the direction of things, and especially, you know, tolerating injustices and things like that. And so the fight really is about speaking out, using your voice for change against injustices, against people fighting over borders, really the negative energy, and trying to change directions and using your voice to help change directions for the fight towards the better.
Your parents brought the family to New York from Ecuador. Your father is an actor and your mother had a recording career in Ecuador. Do you have brothers or sisters, and are they artistic as well?
Oh, you know, that's a great question. I'm the baby, and they were a great influence. They're not really artistic per se. I mean, everybody's got some creative genes in this crazy family of mine, but they really influenced me, my older brothers and sisters, to the U.S. and British sounds of rock and punk and reggae and funk. So we're all lovers of the arts, and their big influence on me is really turning me on to all the great American rock, you know, and British rock and Canadian rock and all that scene. And so I was listening to stuff as a kid, pretty mature rock stuff when I was young, you know what I mean? Which is really awesome.
You know, it's one thing to have parents that encourage their children to explore their artistic side, but to be part of a family where creation is just an accepted part of life, like breathing, I mean, that must be fantastic.
Absolutely. My earliest and fondest memories are sitting by the piano with my mother playing her beautiful melodies, her boleros, waltzes, tangos, pasillos, and that being something she created and my father acting. And so to me, originality was a big part of being an artist, and very, very normal and natural and nurtured. So that was absolutely what you said, and made it just, you know, just like a no-brainer to write your own songs. You feel like that's what people do when they're musicians. And I realized as an adult there are different skills involved with songwriting versus being a musician, so I have great respect for the differences now.
Nice. You say you wanted to let your Latin side rip on La Lucha, as well as explore your Lebanese roots inherited from your mother's side. How did the Lebanese roots manifest itself on the album?
Oh, that's a great question. It's quite subtle, but you can hear me pulling in, drawing on those influences, mostly with some of the melodic choices and chordal choices vocally, and then absolutely with instrumentation, like, you know, flavors of Dumbek and finger cymbals, and some of the voicings on the, you know, guitar solos too, around, you know, what mode I played solo in are much more Middle Eastern than I have done in the past, and that's subtle, but it's kind of fused in there in my sound, more so with this record than others.
World Beat Canada is on the air with El Huri, and we're digging deeper into her new album, La Lucha, The Fight. Another debut from the disc is standing by. Familiarize yourself with her fascinating story at elhurimusic.com. That's spelled ELJURIMusic.com. One of the standout tracks is Quiero Saber, or I Want to Know, which represents your third collaboration with the Rhythm Twins. What I want to know is, what's it like working with Sly and Robbie?
Oh my God, it's like so organic. From the get-go, they've, you know, discovered one of my demos of my song Una Ola way back when and said, let's work together. So that triggered my first song with them, which was El Aire. And it's very interesting to work with them. The grooves are so incredibly powerful. So to me, to work with being such a, you know, lover of groove and pocket and bass and, you know, just lover of big A as well, it was really easy for me to write songs with them and with their rhythms. And then when you record with them in Jamaica, it's like just very easygoing and natural. It's so not rigid, not on the clock. You know, it's very different than what you're used to in the U.S., you know? So, to me, it's an honor to play again with them, the third collaboration with Quiero Saber, and they really respect the fact that I bring the Latin kind of elements and singing in Spanish. They really appreciate it, and I love soloing with the guitar with their great killer groove, so I'm thrilled to work with them.
If you look at the stars of the pop world, you see it dominated by divas like Beyoncé and Lady Gaga, Katy Perry. Could music be the one business on earth where women are not marginalized, or do you see it there too?
Oh no, it's present, I guess, everywhere, but I hope to be an example where that's not the case. Now, I'd like it to be normal, to normalize, let's say, for young kids to see like a woman, you know, wailing on electric guitar, and that's no big deal, and that's natural, rather than just, you know, shaking your booty or whatever, you know? So I hope to kind of break that, to where I can break that pattern.
Well, I think you're a fantastic role model, and
I feel very grateful. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much for this, Hillary. I'd like to wrap up this interview with another debut from La Lucha that caught my ear, and it's called Nunca Volvare. What can you tell us about this song?
This song is actually, you know, it's an immigrant's tale. Nunca Volvare means I will never return, and it's really dedicated to everybody who's either an immigrant or a refugee or somebody who had their arms open to immigrants, where you go either escape a situation or have to travel away from something that's, you know, not in political instability or whatever the troubled situation is, and then you realize in the new land or new territory where you live that that's become your home because you won't be able to go back. And you never imagine that, but you forge ahead, and that's people know Google it is about, and definitely speaks on my influence, Jimmy Page and Zeppelin and everything else, along with my Lebanese roots on that song in particular.
Es un mundo que está lleno.
This funk unit lives at Tipitinas nightclub. That is Galactic and Balkan Wedding. Before that, El Huri. My thanks to her for joining us on the program. More funk on the way from Fort Knox 5 and Funk for Peace. And Kudapira, take the marimba out of Zimbabwe and into the salsa disco. This is World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Cote.
Peace. attention. There are some things going on that I must mention. I have to talk about the violence, the crime, and the hate. I gotta talk about a deplorable state when there's people fighting people all about nothing and for capital gain. Ain't that something? We gotta stand up and we gotta do what's right. We gotta stand up and let's start right here tonight.
Vote for peace. You got to vote. Vote for peace. You got to vote. Vote for peace. You got to vote. Vote for peace. The feeling that you get when you feel a release.
Just as I suspected, there's nothing on those other stations. This is new for Vilma Timonen Quartet and Tatia Neto from Finland on World Beat Canada.
Tuli neito tuolta puolen puolelta, päivien pahojen saarelta. Surun suuren kohtalon kovalta puolen. Tuli yksin yön selältä polun pimiän pahoilta, saaren synkän sopukoilta, meren tuiman tuulen teiltä. Kysyi tuulelta idästä sarastuksen tuolta puoleen. Tuo tuuli minun omani meri velvova, me siksi muutu kanna aurinko kultaanin kultainen, kerro tarinaani. Sarastuksen astui päivän puolitiehen, illan pimien oville. Katsoi länteen itähän, katsoi auringon ylitse, kysyi tuulelta idästä sarastuksen tuolta puoleen. Thank you. päivä tullut toivottunsa, illan synkeän sylissä. Eipä tuuli tuonut kana, kulkenut käsissä auringon.
Album's called Drops. That's pretty, isn't it? This is where the mic drops on World Beat Canada. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications, as is Celt in a Twist, our sister broadcast podcast, or podcast as we prefer. And both programs are available to you at the iTunes store as a free subscription. If you go there, please write us a brief review. That'll help us move along to the top of the list. And also don't forget about our homepage, worldbeatcanada.com, which is updated regularly. Vancouver acoustic guitar picker Les Finnegan takes us home from Out in the Wild and Two-Face Gunslinger. And speaking of Two-Faced, I did record this program actually before the election in the United States, but this one rang true for me regardless of who wins, and it's the last word from Henry Kravis, who says, "If you don't have integrity, you have nothing. You can't buy it. You can have all the money in the world. But if you're not a moral and ethical person, you really have nothing."
Communications.